Smoke session. We back, man. Chicago. What did I tell y'all, man? This shit is way beyond some fucking gang leader to come home and say, stop it. Stop. No more beef. Okay, there was a guy that was killed. I haven't been paying attention too much, but another guy got killed. This was recently. This was like, his funeral was yesterday, so maybe the guy got killed maybe 5-6 days before that. The dude, FBG Duck, is one of his affiliates. He knows he's rich now, so, maybe he paid for the funeral, so maybe they were able to rush the funeral and shit like that. Okay. Now, at his funeral, one of his other closest homies gets shot in the fucking head while he on live at the damn funeral. They just shot up this man's funeral. You see what I'm saying? The beef is past beef. When you got to come shoot at my damn funeral, man. You done already killed me. What you want to do now? They looking for more. You see what I'm saying? They looking for more. You already, what more can you do at a damn funeral? He at the funeral. The motherfucker's dead. So they looking for more. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to stop. Ain't nobody going to be able to come home. It could be Larry Hoover. Hoover Larry. They not coming. Ain't nobody coming home and stopping these motherfuckers. Because I can guarantee you right now, it's somebody that's right in that camp, and FBG and them Duck camp, and they feeling like, damn, my man just got shot in the head on live. They need blood. And then a lot of times you see, when you get deep into it, to the Chicago niggas, and you see them talking about, like, you know, like, say, for instance, you'll see the side that did the killing. Because a lot of times with them, their people will kind of like, basically accept the killing. Like somebody will die, and then 45 minutes later, they'll be on IG Live talking about smoking on this dead guy's pack, you know what I'm saying? So it's like they have no problem with letting you know that they did it. You know what I'm saying? If that was here in PG County, man, we'd be locked the fuck up. They'd be like, oh yeah, we just seen your IG video. We were already watching it, and you just said you did it. So it's like, you know, it's almost like, damn, like it's almost like unfair to other street dudes. Like we can't even, you know what I mean? You know how much roasting. How many motherfuckers would be getting tossed up if, no homo, if we could, you know, operate like that? Like, when we can get a nigga and then get back online and say, I told y'all I was gonna get you, motherfucker. Rest in hell. What? This shit is crazy. This shit is way out of control. Ain't no, the police putting them in the can ain't even stopping. So you think them bringing a nigga that was locked up outside I'm speaking on the shit that Kanye West was bringing to Donald Trump. This is Kanye West's major agenda. He thinking that, okay, you know what? Because he ain't in the streets no more. He ain't living that shit. He don't know what's really going on. He probably just like another person hearing, damn, another one got killed. Damn, another one got killed. He not deep in it to know, like, not only is another nigga getting killed, but after that motherfucker getting killed, they getting on the gram and telling them how they did it and laughing about it. Like, joking is a death. Like I told you, I had this is one of my earlier podcasts, like, long time ago. I know I have plenty of more new followers, new listeners before then. But there was a video with FBG Duck where one of my favorite people of his camp, because I listened to his music a little bit, and I definitely watched, I was a big fan of Zach TV. Like, I kind of tried to be like a Zach TV of here, you know what I'm saying? I try to do interviews in the hood. Like, I'm the only one that really has them. Like, some people with big brands, you know, besides like the Pat Is Dope, sort of Cutthroat TV, you know, shout out to them. I was probably like the next one that was actually doing it, like going around to people's trenches or, you know, to their ghettos and giving them an interview right there on the street. I did that for a few individuals. And I had plenty more that were locked up, but, you know, didn't really, you know, get a chance. And I could still get back on doing that and do that. You know what I'm saying? So I follow Zach TV a lot. So Zach TV mainly vlog was the Chicago street. So I was like damn near familiar with the other homies outside of the rappers. I was familiar. I can tell you name for like some of them niggas' names. You know what I'm saying? And one of my favorite fucking people had got killed. His name was Can't Get Right. He was my favorite friend. All his homies, he was my favorite nigga. He got killed. And I was just like, damn, when I heard this shit and I seen the headline, I was like, it was like FBG Ducks. Associate Can't Get Right was gunned down today. And I said, damn, man, I'm fucked up. Like, I know this nigga for real. And then I get on the Instagram later on that night or whatever, and I go back to FBG Duck page, and I'm looking through his IG tweets, because to me, that's how I judge if niggas is fake. For real, or if niggas don't really care about a nigga through IG, because if you really, really, I just believed if you really, really love somebody, you ain't gonna be on the gram. Ain't no way. Like, if you, one of my closest friends got killed, there would be no way that I could be on Instagram posting shit and liking shit and recording stories and shit. Like, there's no way I could do that. I would be crushed to gunfire. I understand, like, you know, if the person died from, oh, the cancer finally got to him, then you make a little, but gunfire, street shit, like, there's no way that I could see me losing one of my homies, and then, bam, I'm ready to post this meme, or, you know what I'm saying, or check me out, I'm at the 7-Eleven. I just don't see it. So I went to FBG Duck page to see his emotion. And I ain't going to say that his was because he didn't care. What I'm going to say is, them motherfuckers is just immune to death. If it was anybody else, I would have said, man, this nigga ain't care about that nigga. But it was immune. They just immune to death, man. Like, I'm talking about the dude had got killed probably like, they said like maybe 9:26 that evening or some shit like that. Not like 9:26 that night, the night before. And then, so this was the next day in the nighttime, and I'm looking at the Insta story. And it's like, he ain't even got his phone. It's like another dude that's with him, and he don't even know that the dude's recording. But everybody looks so regular, and, you know, it was just like, damn, like, I know for a fact that dude would have killed somebody for FBG Duck. I know that. So I know he was hurting. I know, but like I said, maybe this is how they deal with shit, but I don't know. Maybe they just, it's no way that I would want to ride for a nigga or a side if they gonna take my death like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if these niggas ain't even fucked up when you get killed, it's like they look at, it's almost like, it's like when you play football or something, or play basketball, and a nigga score a bucket. That's what it's like down there. Or a nigga score a touchdown. That's what it's like. And, you know, they score a touchdown, the defense, they mad, but they like, oh, well, it happens. That's where they at on the death total. Like, oh, well, you know, shit happens. Hell no. Ain't no way in hell when I can take that, man. Like, that's crazy, and that's where they at with it, man. Like dead ass, man. Like, it's really sad, man. It's really, really sad, man. And now this dude, I know for a fact, the Wooski dude, the one that got shot in the head, I know for a fact that he loved him. I know that's his boy. I know I think that's probably one of the closest guys to him. Now, this guy gets shot in the head. They jump on the internet in defense of people saying rest in peace to him. That's not an inside person's job. That's some, you let the little bitches around the way, or a little female, you know what I'm saying, little females that's having sex with the guys and stuff, let them talk and fight that. Oh, he ain't dead. Hold on. That man got shot in the head. I ain't worried about who the fuck saying if he dead, and I'm worried about getting to the hospital and worried about is he dead or not. You see what I'm saying? So it's like they mind frames just different down there. Like it's killer be killed, man. And like, they not listening to nothing, man. People was gonna do what they gonna do. Ain't no person gonna be everything that I know back in the day, that's probably how shit would be. But ain't nobody doing that. Ain't nobody living by those kind of rules no more. You think about it, like, think about it. 30 people died and 30 people got shot in a 3-hour span out there. That ain't, you mean to tell me you think somebody gonna just be like, hey, that's it. Cut it off. You don't think he got a damn phone in the jail? Or is he not stopping them until they let him out? You see what I'm saying? Like, come on. It's no way. It's either that or either that. That's it. That man got a damn phone. Somebody can call that motherfucker Larry Hoover and holler at him and tell him, hey, nigga, they just killed 90 17-year-olds, man. Look, we need you. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. That shit is I'm just breaking it down to you even more how bogus that shit was. That's why in that Kanye West shit, if you still haven't checked out that video, that's why the people was fucking laughing like, bro, what are you talking about, nigga? That's like me telling you, come, like, hey, free my dog. He really didn't kill, cuz, you know what I'm saying? We know that now. He been in there for 10 years now. Come on, let my dog out, man. He need to see his kids. Like, them white motherfuckers, man, you damn right they on motherfucking joke time, man. You know what I'm saying? Straight like that, bro. Like, it's fucked up out there, man. Like, I don't know, man. I would say they do the National Guard shit or keep fucking them up with the little gidgets and gadgets and making them pop up, and you know what I'm saying? They're gonna have to keep blitzing, and you know what I'm saying? I don't want to see nobody in jail, man. But you know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep seeing people getting murdered, man. Like, you know, these could be potential fucking, it could be the next Michael Jordan might have got killed in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? The next D Wade might have got blown up in the damn, you know what I'm saying? You never fucking know, man. Like, you're taking the world. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to keep seeing people getting killed, man. Like, they got to figure something out. But all that shit Kanye West talking about, they got y'all all hyped up, and that's some real nigga shit. He went up that joint and told him, free Larry Hoover. Like, you don't even know Larry Hoover.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.